I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1307, Willfully Annoying. Let's keep it real. Sometimes people can be annoying. And while we're keeping it real, let's also admit, sometimes we can be annoying to other people. Sometimes you just don't click with that other person, and that's okay. But being willfully annoying is not okay. It's not T2G. There's actually a book written with a title, 101 Things Husbands Do to Annoy Their Wives. And some of you wives are thinking right now, what, only 101? Ann Landers wrote, "Know yourself. Don't accept your dog's admiration as conclusive evidence that you are wonderful." Being loving is being self-aware and open to seeing how we can be annoying to other people, and sometimes on purpose. Let me share a story. T2G is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with everything we have and to not intentionally try to tick other people off just for the fun of it. The city commission in Grand Rapids, Michigan, decided to remove 38-year-old section of the city code that forbids a person from being willfully annoying to someone else. Interesting. City attorney Catherine Mish has been going through the city's books to find outdated ordinances and remove them. She found one law prohibiting people from riding horses on a public sidewalk and another that allowed jail time for failing to return a library book. Mish said she recommended repealing the statute about annoying people because the wording was unconstitutional in terms of being vague and simply unenforceable. She noted that while this law was removed, other related laws, such as obstructing someone in a public place or assault, were still on the books. What is it that annoys you and other people? And what is it about you that annoys others? Come on, don't blow right past this one. Take a minute of your day and consider, podcast family. Well, let me give you some help. Here are some ways that we might annoy others. 1, they don't feel safe around you. 2, you brag all the time. 3, you think you know it all. 4, you're selfish. 5, you use people. 6, you don't tell the truth. 7, you don't let other people talk. 8, you're an energy sucker. 9, you need constant hand-holding. 10, you're spoiled. 11, you're judgmental. 12, you're closed-minded. 13, you're a loud eater. 14, you talk too loud in quiet environments. 15, you interrupt people. 16, you have an obnoxious laugh. 17, you're a horrible driver. 18, you have awkward eye contact. 19, you're super fake. 20, you take too long to tell a story. Okay, that's 20 on the negative side. Did you see yourself there? I saw me. Ouch. Now, let me give you 10 ways to not be annoying. Maybe seeing which one of these is hard for you to do will help you be more self-aware. Number 1, if you don't want to be annoying, be polite. Number 2, don't be a know-it-all. Number 3, let others speak. Number 4, make conversation with others. Don't just ignore them. Number 5, stop staring at your phone. Number 6, be aware of your body and where it is in other people's space. Number 7, don't be overly loud. Number 8, don't make everything about you. Number 9, listen. I mean, really listen. And number 10, don't constantly complain. Here's the great question. What's the one thing you do that you know annoys other people, but you do it anyway? Let's pray. Lord, we recognize that sometimes in our interactions with others, we may, knowingly or unknowingly, become a source of annoyance to them. Help us, God. Give us wisdom in our journey to be more considerate and understanding. Give us patience to listen to others with open hearts and minds. Help us empathize with their perspective and not make it all about us. Teach us to be slow to anger and quick to forgive, knowing that we are all imperfect people and we all need grace. May your Spirit fill us with love and kindness and gentleness. May we be a source of comfort and encouragement to all we encounter. God, help us to speak words of edification and encouragement and not be critical and judgmental all the time. Lord, we pray for strength to recognize when we may intentionally or unintentionally cause annoyance to others. Give us courage to apologize and make amends. Above all, help us to reflect your love and grace in all our interactions. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1308. And in the meantime, look, other people annoy us and we annoy them. But love doesn't intentionally aim to do that. We can speak the truth in love. We can give grace and do unto others as we want them to do unto us. But today, let's not be willfully annoying.